Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Dr. Everett Piper is the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and he wrote a regular column that is part of his weekly writing. And this particular one was essentially an open letter to academia in general and students in particular, not any particular student at his school or any other school, but students in general. And it essentially said that universities are not supposed to be safe places. These were places of academic challenges. These were institutions of higher learning. And in fact, this is not a daycare. He says, this is a university. We're going to be talking about his letter and what's happening on the college and university campuses on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, we both know Dr. Everett Piper, and he wrote a wonderful piece recently, and he was just recently on Fox News talking about it.
Yeah, he wrote this piece in it, and what prompted him to write this apparently was one student after attending a chapel said he felt, quote, victimized by this university chapel service about love.
Yeah, it was the person who was speaking from 1 Corinthians 13, the chapter of love.
Yeah, and he was victimized by this, which is just insane. But Piper wrote that, quote, our culture has actually taught kids to be this self-absorbed and narcissistic. Anyone who dares challenge them and thus makes them, quote, feel bad about themselves is a hater, a bigot, an oppressor, and a victimizer. And he explained that this familiar feeling of discomfort when confronted with wrongdoing is called a conscience. and that, quote, the goal of many a good sermon is to get you to confess your sins, not coddle you in your selfishness. And boy, Dr. Piper, as you mentioned, who we both know, a man after my own heart here, is telling it like it is, and kudos to him.
Yeah, he was very good, and he was very solid on the Fox News, Fox and Friends in the morning program, and he elaborated about this particular letter, and he talked about how these institutions of higher learning, colleges and universities, are places where you should be challenged, that you should be able to have these different ideas and you could wrestle with different big ideas. But what's happened with the narcissistic generation, and at some schools it's being, paternalized by these institutions, is that these students, they want a safe place. And I'm not speaking of all students, but what we're seeing happening on some of these college campuses is indicative of some of these trends. That they want a, quote, safe place, but they only want a safe place for them, for their ideas. They don't want safe places for Christians. They don't want safe places for pro-lifers. They don't want safe places for people who are pro-Israel. They don't want safe places for people who are pro-marriage as the union of a man and woman. They only want safe places for their leftist ideology and their agenda. And they don't want to be challenged in that, but they also don't want to recognize that there's any alternative to their minute realities.
Yeah, I wrote in a recent article the definition for safe space. It's a progressive circle of self-entitled, everyone gets a trophy wimps, free of critical thinking, differing opinions, reality, and oxygen. It's absurd to watch these adults, these young adults, say that they need to be protected from ideas that they disagree with, and that if somebody voices these ideas out loud, that this is what they call a trigger. Anything that can make them feel discomfort and uncomfortable is a trigger, and they go lay down and curl up in the fetal position and suck their thumb, I guess, in their little safe space. But it's absolute nonsense, and Dr. Piper was pointing out this reality.
You know, in Oklahoma Wesleyan University or Liberty University, other places like that that are Christian universities, to the surprise of many people, they actually welcome the ideas of having a debate back and forth. And yet at these other universities, the debate, the other ideas are no longer welcome. In fact, there was a person that we have brought to speak in Israel to our Covenant Journey groups of students, college students from around the country that we have, that we take to Israel for a 10-day program. And his name is Khalid Abu Tawami. He is an Arab, what he calls himself is a moderate or progressive Muslim. He is an Israeli citizen. He's a world-renowned and recognized journalist. He now writes for the Jerusalem Post, and he also is a consultant for NBC News, and he is recognized worldwide for his journalism and his capabilities. He says he no longer comes to speak on public university campuses in America because it's so violent. When he speaks about the issues, for example, of the Palestinian conflict, of the problem with Gaza and their indoctrinating children into committing genocide against the Jews. He says if he wants to speak about those issues, he will be faced with all kinds of violent outbursts by students. They don't want to hear that. They have a different narrative. And when something like that challenges them, they don't want to hear. On the other hand, Christian students would be able to listen politely, disagree, but give respect to a particular speaker. And yet, the fact is, when you have someone share opposing views like that, it oftentimes strengthens your own view because you realize the weaknesses of the opponent's views.
Well, and what's happened now on these liberal college campuses around the country is that these children, which is how they're acting, they're adults, but they're acting like children, that the inmates are running the asylum. And so rather than standing up against them like Dr. Piper is doing here, kind of is leading, and some of these people, like at the president of the University of Missouri or of Mizzou, seems like a nice guy, but he stepped down. He was bullied out of his position, and we see some of these presidents. They demand that they resign, and so they, rather than standing back and saying no, we're not going to create a safe space. And by your definition, they give in, they resign, and they give the whiny children what they're demanding. You can't do that.
No, you can't. In his case, he probably should have taken some more specific action, but that's part of the problem with some of the leadership at the school. There is no leadership. The leadership is not there, or they're going to just tailor themselves to the students rather than creating an institution that is governed by principle. And Oklahoma Wesleyan University, we know Dr. Everett Piper, and we know he's governed by principle, and we know that he governs the university through principle. An organization that's governed through principle can make these strong stands. And students, if they don't want to go there, hey, there's lots of other schools that they can go to. They don't need to go there. Go get a dumbed-down education someplace else if you want to do that. But, you know, I am very encouraged by hearing people like Dr. Everett Piper speak plainly and truthfully to the students, and now he's speaking to the rest of the academic world.
Yeah, he is, and we should all be emboldened and encouraged, and I hope that some of these other presidents at other universities will stand up and be emboldened. We know that a bunch of the young conservative groups are now writing open letters to their administration at campuses around the country, are now demanding an open discourse, not a closed, quote, safe space discourse, but are saying, no, our views will be heard. This is what college is about. This is what growing is about. This is what critical thinking is about, and Dr. Everett Piper is setting a very good example here for college leaders around the country.
Well, maybe it's a good opportunity for Christian and conservative students around the country to make sure that their voices are heard, because oftentimes it's their voices that go unheard, or in fact, they're the ones that are being opposed by the university and by other students. You know, we have a great group of students that have been participating in our Covenant Journey program. So our students are from almost 100 schools that have participated in Covenant Journey. If you want to learn more about it, you can go to covenantjourney.org. Again, the website is covenantjourney.org. Covenant Journey takes Christian college-age students who have leadership potential and have some level of support or interest in Israel. Those three things, Christian college-age students who have leadership potential and have some level of interest or support for Israel. And it is a transformative experience. We provide all of the funding except for $500. and it covers transportation, airfare from the United States to Israel, hotel, three meals a day, all of the tour guides, all of the great variety of speakers. It is both a spiritual transformative experience as well as a geopolitical transformative experience in terms of your information and your introduction to Israel, both ancient and modern. You can go to covenantjourney.org. Again, remember Liberty Council with your end-of-the-year contributions at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.